for me. How could you run off on us?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Specifically, you're listening to a show I like to call Foxtrot. But today is a very special installment of Foxtrot, because we have a very special guest, if he wants to introduce himself right now.
Hi there, my name's Carter. Happy to be back on a little episode of Foxtrot. First of the semester, I used to be a series regular. I think I've been on one, maybe two other times.
I think you've been on one time.
I think twice.
But you know what? Regardless of his commitment to this beautiful show I like to call Foxtrot, we are happy to have Carter Wagner here.
I'm always happy to be here. My mom always said I had a face for radio, so.
I've heard that. She said that to me, too. We just listened to Rosemary by The Good Gollies, and spoiler alert for everyone, when I was making this playlist, it accidentally turned into a very country themed show.
And yeehaw.
And so that's something we're all going to deal with together. Carter, did you have any thoughts about that first song?
At one point, there was a kind of a speaking section where he starts talking about Rosemary and Thyme and how he thinks about the woman Rosemary and Thyme while he's cooking. And you looked right at me and you started mouthing the words, and I thought you were gonna like I don't know, goss or something. Like, I thought that there was like some piping hot tea I was about to get, and instead you did the bit that you do where you just like say the thing really emphatically. So 10 out of 10 song for sure.
Well, you heard it here first. The Noah bit still is good. Everyone likes it, and it's good, and we all approve. Okay. We're going to listen to some music. We're probably going to gab. We're going to be a little bit more talking than what usually happens here on Foxtrot, but that's okay.
Yappy.
We're going to yap. We're going to talk about some sports classes we might be signing up for.
Yeah, I'm currently hashing out my schedule because I have registration tomorrow morning. So
we have registration tomorrow morning.
I was speaking from the eye perspective. That's what I've been taught, that you're supposed to speak from the eye perspective. And I feel that I'm going to need some help with classes, so I might ask you.
So we'll have a little AITA moment, but for schedule building.
Am I?
Don't say that word. We're on air. Okay, I'm going to play music. We'll be back in a second. Goodbye.
If you really want me, September comes, I'll make my move. I'll change my email, lose my phone, I'll shave my head and buy new clothes, and let those Santa Ana winds just blow away these old, old computer blue that I've accrued. So I picked a U-Haul up in Queens, packed up my things and bid my last adieu. Maybe winter's not a season, it's a state of being. That just being in a warmer state won't help me lose. And so I won't be moving out to Los Angeles this fall.
I want to kiss you. not hurting me. I'm obsessed either way, always strung out, always vacant, and you're too kind, always wondering where I'm off to, and I'm wondering if you're lying. Do you wanna know me? Do you wanna know me? Do you wanna know me like I wanna know you? I wanna know you. I wanna know you. I wanna know. Do you wanna kiss me? Do you wanna kiss me? Do you wanna kiss me like I wanna kiss you? I wanna kiss you. I wanna kiss you. I wanna, I pay off the mortgage with songs about you, and I'm not in a hurry, so take all your time. There's not much to consider, just one thing to decide. Do you wanna know me? Do you wanna know me? Do you wanna know me like I wanna know you? I wanna know you. I wanna know you. I wanna know. Do you wanna kiss me? Do you wanna kiss me? Do you wanna kiss me like I wanna kiss you? I wanna kiss you. I wanna kiss you. I want to.
And we're back.
Yo, yo.
We just listened to Either Way by Odie Lee. Right before that, we listened to Los Angeles by Dougie Poole. And right before that, we listened to Looks Like Rain by Cutworms. I did warn you all, this was an Americana theme playlist on accident. And that's what we got. Carter, you seem to laugh a lot at Dougie Poole.
Dougie Poole is, I don't know, something about Dougie as a name, and then pool as a last name kind of makes me think of swimming.
Okay. Cool. Well, after that riveting commentary, I wanted to share some thoughts on these songs. So first, Looks Like Rain by Cutworms. Fun fact. So here's some Carter Noah lore.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a class called Wanderers in Space together. It's our favorite class.
I love it.
We learned so much looking at the lamp light blocking all the stars today.
Yeah, out in the cold. We're supposed to like go and share our star stories, but it's like 30 degrees out. So, but none of us can wear gloves because we all have to have like pen and paper out to like write down
about each other's star stories.
Yeah, by star stories you mean like constellations or like festivals and stuff of different cultures around certain stars.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but it's like 30 degrees out, so everyone's trying to do it as fast as possible. So nobody's really looking at the stars. You can't see the stars because, one, there's a full moon. So
if only we could predict the moon's phases.
Yeah, if only we were supposed to have learned that and I got the questions wrong on my exam. or two, if we weren't next to Anderson Pearson or the...
Anderson Pearson?
Bromfield Pearson?
Yeah.
Anderson, comma, Bromfield Pearson.
And the TTC.
The newly renamed SEC, the TTC. The...
The what is it? That's I don't want to miss.
Yeah, neither do I.
That's not happening.
But yeah, and then also there's like the bright lights there, so you couldn't see anything. But shout out Prof G. That's all. Good stuff.
Anyway, this all goes back to the fact that Looks Like Rain by Cutworms. When I was studying for my midterm for this class, I listened to the song on repeat for several hours.
Noah's insane and likes to listen to the same song on repeat.
For whatever reason, it did a good job. Shout out Cutworms. I think last or 2 weeks ago when I did this for my Halloween episode, I played a Cutworms song and I raved about this album because I think it's just a beautiful double album of folk pop. And I'm not going to repeat that, but it's good. Okay, Los Angeles by Dougie Poole. Speaking of playing songs on repeat, last week I died.
Writing
my literature review, and this song was the only thing I heard for several days.
That's so beautiful.
I would type my little words, and I only listened to Los Angeles by Dougie Poole. So I can hardly stomach it anymore, but I think it's a good song. I like the guy's vibe.
Yeah, really brave of you to put it back on here.
Yeah. And then finally, Either Way by Odie Lee. I went to an Odie Lee concert Sunday night.
Is that the dog in Garfield?
Is
that Obi?
O-T?
O-T? Odie. It's Odie.
Odie. O-T-I-E or O-D?
O-D-I-E.
Oh, well, it was not a dog. It was a woman. Going to this concert, I knew one song. And,
Afterwards, you knew at least two.
Afterwards, I knew at least two, including this one. Because I heard this one. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And so I played it. Fun fact, if you heard this song and you were like, I could mosh to this. You would, Odie Lee would agree with you in that at some point during the set, to be fair, not with the song, but her band was like, I want to make a mosh pit. And so people all, they were like, here's how you do a mosh pit. You like run around in circles. But because the crowd, I don't know if you guys can imagine what an Odie Lee crowd would look like, but if it's what you would imagine. And it's not very conducive to moshing. So no one really got it. But I was on the fringes. I didn't really go for it.
Hmm.
But yeah, Carter, how's your class registration going?
All right, no, I have some questions. I want to take a physical education class.
Don't we all?
So I'm deciding between three.
Yeah.
The first is soccer/basketball-basketball.
I think you should take that one.
That's the one Noah's taking.
Well, we'll see.
Tennis one is my second option. And my third option is racket sports-pickleball. Thoughts?
So I already gave my opinion about which one you should not do, and I'll restate it because this is an opinion I hold firmly. You should not do pickleball.
Why?
I just look down on pickleball as a sport, and I know that people are like, oh, you're just agreeing with the aunt, like Twitter. Twitter hates pickleball, so you hate pickleball. Wrong.
You're agreeing with the people on Facebook who don't like the sound at their parks.
That's not why I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing on a firmly held principle in that we just had an election, and.
Are you allowed to talk about that on this? I thought that we aren't allowed to talk about that.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I'm not talking politics here.
Then why don't we have a politics show?
I don't know. Ask yourself that.
All right. We just had an election.
We just had an election. And if there's one thing I hate, it's fence straddlers. People who like to go in between and split their ticket.
Yeah, pick a side.
Or whatever. And so that's how I feel about pickleball. I think you should either play tennis or and go for big boys. Or play table tennis for small boys in a non-derogatory fashion. I think small tennis
like is... Small.
Yeah, like small tennis. Like, I think that's fine. I think where I draw the line is people try to split the difference, play medium tennis. Grow up. There's
pick
no...
Pick a side, people.
Pick a side. Centrist or what's wrong with this country.
Oh, yeah.
My exact wording to Carter was, I hate this, like, Goldilocks vibe that people are trying to do with racket sports. You can do tennis or table tennis or squash if you're rich. Like, you don't get to...
None of this Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Baby Bear situation, okay?
None of this respectability politics within racket sports, okay? I can't handle it. So I think you should either... I'd be pro tennis.
I know, I have a very important question.
Yeah, what's that?
Have you ever played pickleball?
No. You know why? Because I hold firm to my principles.
I think you should try it, and you might have some fun.
You know what? I bet I would have fun. Just how people have fun eating too much food, or
are you shaming now?
No. I'm not shaming. I'm not shaming. I mean, in terms of enjoying too much excess in their life. But okay, food was a bad example. I'm sorry, that was wrong of me.
Good on like inhaling paint fumes.
Yeah, or drugs. You know.
I bet there's a PSA about that, actually.
There probably is. We can do that next break. Needless to say, I don't think you should do.
All right, I think I'm going to do pickleball. You did not convince me
at all. Are you serious?
That or tennis. Like, I'm going to be honest, I'm not into basketball.
I've seen you play basketball.
I mean, I'm like 9'3". Radio listeners, you have to believe me.
I always measured you more as 9'2".
I know, right? But, you know, you can smudge a little
bit.
With
shoes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little worried I would... So you'd think I'd be really good, but I'm actually not good at basketball.
I've never thought that. I've watched you on a basketball court.
Noah, when he plays basketball, just, like, spams the box out button, and he just kind of, like, booty bumps into you.
That's
just,
not
like,
true.
Over and over and over, and just kind of, like, shoves you. Especially when he's playing against smaller opponents. Particularly when he's playing against opponents of not male gender. And he just, like, bullies and just, like, puts the butt, and it's really, really, it's really aggressive.
That's only true for one person. And it's not, like, it's only because we're buddies, and I can do that, and it's not weird. And I just am using my raw 5'10 frame to overpower.
You're really the Anthony Edwards of the Tufts basketball scene.
Exactly. My all 140 pounds of me dominates in the paint. Okay. We're going to play more music. We got some Carter picks coming up.
Heck yeah.
In a second. We got one more Noah song that I think Carter would actually like. And then we're gonna listen to some Carter picks. So we'll be back in a little
bit. We'll see if I like it. I'll give my opinion.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Damn, nigga. Every time I look at you, I swear to God. Nigga, you got that nigga feet. You got that nigga body. You got that nigga long arms, fingers and shit, flat feet, big dick.
She said that I make expressions like forgive me.
Welcome back, everyone. We just listened to a few songs. That last one was Like Him featuring Lola Young by Tyler, the Creator. Mm-hmm. Right before that, we listened to Image by Magdalena Bay. And just before that, we listened to Nanteta No, or translated to What Was It? By Fishmans. Those last two songs, Image and Like Him, were Carter Wagner picks. Carter, do you want to talk about those?
Those are two songs that have been in my rotation pretty recently. Image was brought to my attention by my friend Isabel, who doesn't like any of my music but really likes techno, and we sometimes have a bit of overlap, and so this has been played in my home a lot, and it's fantastic. The second song, like him, is off Chromacopia, which is Tyler's new album. I have tickets.
Tyler who?
Tyler, the creator.
Thank you.
The creator. And really excited. You know, Noah and I really fit that meme of like the Meet the Robinsons kids, where it's like, you ever heard of Tyler, the creator? And I think that's lovely. The thing about Like Him is that it's overtaken my TikTok. Every fourth video on my TikTok is an edit of some movie. It started with like
Anthony Edwards.
No, never.
Yes, you sent me an Anthony Edwards Like Him TikTok.
It started with the Sony Spider-Man, like Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Like Him edits, and then like edits to a bunch of different Tyler songs.
And I assume you're liking all of these.
Always.
Yeah.
Because they're so good. They're fire. And then it went to The Bear, and that one was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Now I get like Him edits for like Anthony Edwards. I'm not a Timberwolves fan. I don't really watch basketball.
Yeah.
I got an edit for a Like Him edit.
Today.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Pretty bad loss. Continue.
I got a Like Him edit for this like animated Transformers movie, which I've never seen, but I now get like all of, but I liked it because it was good. They did a good job of representing it. Really beautiful. It was like about like being Prime, and it was like Decepticons. And so now I'm getting like clips from that movie too. I got a Like Him edit for like the Lego movie, and it's like Emmett. It's really beautiful. It's really taken over my life though.
Carter sent me the Anthony Edwards one, and it goes crazy. Anthony Edwards is, in fact, the second coming of Michael Jordan, and if anything, he might be better. This is a thought that a lot of us are considering, and a lot of us agree with. I also want to comment on the Magdalena Bay. That comes off their new album, Imaginal Disc, which I have been a fan of since it came out this summer. Cry For Me off that album is, in fact, Song of the Year. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
But
that was really disrespectful considering you're on my show. But yeah.
La-dee-da.
But you know what, Carter? I've been thinking.
What have you been thinking?
A lot of people these days are saying, like him, like him, like him. You were saying that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like him.
But you know what's something that we don't like, or do we like? Can you tell us a little bit more about something that's been on your mind recently?
Yeah. So, like him, like him, like him. I hope that the person that you're thinking of, that you're chasing, the person that, you know, you're like, isn't someone who has a drug problem. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it, containing THC, will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better, impaired drivers are, or any kind, are more dangerous to themselves and others. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination. Take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination instead of worrying whether you might kill people with a single mistake in your judgment. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Do people generally like think that stoned people are better at driving? Is that a common sentiment?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, but yes. No, I mean like wildly uncomfortable, a terrifying thought. I know plenty of people who'll be like, oh, I do it all the time, so it's fine. And I'm like, that doesn't make me feel like what?
I don't know. Actually, I do know one person. Not that I've ever gotten in the car with them, but
Noah's mom is listening. Noah has never,
which is a true statement. But I know, like, she was like, "Yeah, I drive drunk all the time around campus," and I was like, "What?
Don't do that! Like, stop!
Stop it!
Especially around campus." Like,
I should say she doesn't actually go to Tufts anymore. She graduated.
I fail to see, like, I don't like driving when I'm like upset. Why would I drive when I'm high? Right. I also am notoriously a city driver, and so in my mind, like, if you're high, take take the L.
Yeah, I'm
as in the elevated line, not like a loss.
I'm kind of a city driver as well, driving through the mean streets of Greenville,
second most beautiful city in the world.
No. We were third. So but we got a ways.
Number one waterfall. Take that, Niagara.
Take that, Niagara Falls. Get owned by the beautiful, beautiful city of Greenville, South Carolina.
But you forget where your state was for a second.
Well, I was thinking at the time. I'm trying to time my beautiful radio show. We're actually going to play two songs right now. And then Carter and I will go say our goodbyes. And we'll play one song. And that'll be it. But I don't know why I told you all my plan. Forget. Spontaneity. Oh, my God. Music?
What?
Now?
I wasn't expecting
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Here's more country.
Oh, grace, if you stop believing, never home and he's never gone. And he had some good things, but he lost some. Like everything he ever set his heart upon. Oh, that he set that heart.
Okay, we just listened to "Oh, Grace," because there's an exclamation point after the "O," by Magnolia Electric Company, otherwise known as the alias of famed songwriter Jason Molina. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
And right before that, we listened to "Run Wild" by Twain and the Dislandis. I think is how you say that name. Carter heard this song and went, "Oh, this is actually country." Or what did you say? This is real country, maybe.
So this is. Yeah, I think I said that. I don't really remember.
Do you agree?
Yeah, it's lovely. I just went to Georgia recently.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it was my cousin's wedding.
Savannah,
but it was actually Statesboro. And they were married on a farm. And it was really pretty, but you had to like walk through a field to get to the venue. My mother and my sister were in heels. And then
like a
14-year-old pulled up in a golf cart. And got him in the golf cart, and then they drove him to the venue.
Was it just like some guy, or like did he work there?
No, it was her cousins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Golf carts, low-key, I don't know how true this is. I assume this is not a thing in Chicago. Golf carts are low-key a staple in southern mid-sized cities.
Very.
Like, sometimes you'll just like, you be driving and looking for a parking spot like in downtown, like Main Street, and mm-hmm. like, oh, there's one, and there's just a golf cart there, and you can't park there because somebody parked their golf cart in this very normal street their golf cart should not be.
It kind of makes sense to me, like a small electric vehicle, maybe not electric, depending on what type of golf cart
it is. I feel like they're not making
all
electric
right,
golf
a gas,
and
a gas.
If they are,
well, then how do you fill up? Do you take your golf cart to the gas station?
Oh God,
what actually, golf carts on a golf course are they? Getting tanks of gas and then people fill it up every morning?
I can answer this.
Please.
In middle school,
okay.
My friends and I were celebrating New Year's and we took their golf cart. Again, it's a big thing. Oh, like in their neighborhood of like Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it ran out of, I don't know what it ran out of. Okay, I can't answer the question.
I can actually answer the question. Not how they're filling up golf carts, but that sometimes golf carts are gas because this is politics again. I was at a Kamala Harris rally. In Detroit, Michigan over the summer. It was fantastic. It was a fabulous event. But also was at an airport hangar and the sun was beating down and it was a lot of old people. So people were like passing out left and right because it's like, this isn't the concert going crowd. This isn't Lollapalooza. This is, you know, Kamalapalooza. So it's, you know, sorry, time. But there's, you know, people are passing out and then it's really hard to get through the crowd. So they send, you know, like the medical beds and stuff. Like the gurneys, I suppose.
Is it kind of like a stage diving situation where you're like passing it over your heads?
That's what I was hoping would happen. But no, it's like, you know, people, it would be more efficient. But no, I thought we could just pick the person up and send them back. But no, medical professionals have to push their way through the crowd and put the person on the thing.
Boring.
Right. So they do that for the first one and then the second one, and the third one. And then by the fourth one, I think they ran out of like these like over the top beds. And so some event organizers or like with a paramedic in it just drove like very slowly a golf cart through the crowd. In the beating sun and just kind of like beeping into us while like these people, while these like politicians like Alyssa Slotkin and like Debbie Dingell are like speaking. And then, so they're like driving and they drive through and then it's so hot and we just start smelling all of the fumes from this golf cart and it's making more people pass out because it's like already like 90 degrees, no yeah. water. And then there's like all these like smells and then they like go in and they have to back out. It was a whole thing. Needless to say, golf carts are gas. I'm pro golf cart, especially in like a, you know, like smaller car and it takes up less gas. And if you don't need a whole car, why, you know?
Because it's evil. They're like 4 feet tall.
It's lovely.
I don't want to be able to kick your car.
You mean like anti-smart car now?
Only ontologically.
What does that word
mean? I don't know. I don't actually know.
Epistemically, I'm pro.
Epistemically? I don't think that's a word.
Epistemically? Epistemology?
Epistemologically.
Epistemologically is
what
I meant to say.
We go to a highly ranked university. Well, I think that about does it for Foxtrot. Carter, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me, Noah. As my mother says, I have a face for radio.
You trust me.
Did I say that yet?
She's told me so.
Because she said it to me all the time.
She's told me several times. Again, this has been Noah, and you've been listening to 90.5 FM, WMFM, ever tough for you from radio. If you enjoyed Foxtrot, particularly me, Carter might not be here all the time, but if you enjoyed my voice specifically, I'm here the same time every week, Wednesday nights at 1 a.m., Thursday morning at 1 a.m., however you think about time.
We will be posting the best of clips on TikTok.
Yeah, that will be on TikTok. Link in the description. And, if you enjoyed Carter's part of the speaking, he's just around campus. I think if you talk to him, maybe he'll do the same thing for you if you're nice.
Yeah, I'm at the CC a lot.
Yeah. And I'll dox him, his address. I'm just kidding. Okay, we're going to fade out with the song in 10 seconds, and it's going to be a really good time. Okay, good night, everyone. This is If I Keep Drifting by Wells.
Sleep tight.